Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
Alright guys, the big thing out today was The Witcher, or not the, today, this week, right?
Yeah.
So Witcher came out, so I thought we'd just kick it off doing a little Witcher trivia.
Oh fuck, I don't know.
See how much you know. Okay. The Witcher was based on a
Bob's
book.
Bob's never played any of it.
No, I have not.
Not
Witcher
even
was one. Based on a book. Do you know what country the person who wrote the book, Andrzej something or other.
I'm going to go with Poland.
You are correct, Poland.
Gosh.
And the developer is?
Polish? CD Projekt?
CD Projekt, with a K. I win.
CD Projekt Red is actually the name of it.
Red. Yeah.
The release date of the original Witcher. What is the release date of the original Witcher?
19...
What? Really? They're that old?
I don't know.
I was going to say like 2008 or something.
2006.
It was The Witcher, The Witcher 2. And
2006.
Then,
it was actually 2007, so you guys are both wrong.
Wait, who's closer? I need points here.
You said six, you said eight. That was, you guys split
so
it. No, you split it.
God damn it.
Could you give me at least one of the names of the countries that are in The Witcher series? And you've been playing this
I've
game.
I've been playing it.
Yeah, so you should know something. Give me one. You played hours and hours of this game. Give me something.
Kerplakistan.
Tamaria. Nifelgard. Redania.
None of
this.
Nifelgard. I do remember that.
There you go.
They had this on Clueless Gamer. I watched a little bit of it like a couple weeks ago, and they had it on Conan. You guys don't even watch Clueless Gamer, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, man, it's hilarious.
Is it on YouTube?
Well, it's on Conan O'Brien's show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's
yeah,
a thing he does where he plays
a
game.
And then he puts it up.
It feels forced to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's freaking late night, of course.
I get a little offended when non-gamers try to, like... Because they're, like, condescending even when they don't want to be. Like, I don't know. They just seem like...
Meanwhile, Jimmy Fallon, I think, is an actual gamer. I think. And so he has his gaming segments, and I find them a little more palatable. But I don't know. I don't know.
I got to go with Conan.
Yeah.
Well, you know who you're not going with anymore is Letterman. Because that guy is
apparently
done.
That was a really big farewell. I didn't see any, but I saw the names like on the roster or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a legit goodbye.
Bill Murray was his last guest. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't think people our age really understand how big Letterman was when he first came out. Because we weren't watching late night when he got big, like what, in the 80s or something. Well, he was like the young up and comer, like doing all these crazy things, appealing to the younger audience when he was doing his
thing. He was the Fallon, right?
Yeah.
He was the Fallon of his generation.
I don't even want to call him that because I don't think Fallon really had the impact that he did.
I know that he like switched from CB, he switched all over the place, like from CBS to NBC and then back to CBS or something. Like, so it was all over the place. And one of the reasons he said he retired is because he didn't want to keep up with all this viral and all this other new media stuff. He just didn't want to deal with it.
It's not his time anyway.
Yeah.
You can't blame the guy. And he's been working. Everybody says he's a fucking asshole, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, rules with an iron fist over there. But who knows? I mean, he put it on a great, what some people will consider a great show for a long time. So more power to him.
I'm just kind of sad we, all of us, missed the Carson era because everybody says Carson was the best
far. It's not just that. It's just that. There was nothing else on TV, man.
Yeah.
It was well produced, and it was probably the only well produced thing. Well, that and those other
variety shows. Well, at that time, there weren't very many networks, so there was exactly nothing else to watch.
Like,
so everybody talked about what was on Carson last night. Anyway, video games.
Yes. Yeah.
Really
and that
though.
Was our DL TV segment.
I'm going to do it 20 more seconds.
Okay.
The Love Boat is a ridiculously stupid fucking show.
Correct.
Terrible. Those numbers crushed Game of Thrones numbers.
Really?
Just because there was only 7 channels at the time.
Yeah.
So
that's why MASH was so big.
Yeah. So just putting it out there. Old man stuff.
Cool. All right. Well, let's get into Witcher, shall we?
Sure.
The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt
was terrible. By the way, we didn't vet whether or not we were gonna like. Chad just said, "I got something great," and so
I didn't say great. There was never the great. There was who wants to do the Oaken Marine segment, and I heard crickets. So I said, "Okay, I got something."
He said, "I got something," and then he did a combat roll into the.
Well, how about this? Studio. Because I was suggesting that we do what we did last week, where we guess how many concurrent players in the last 24 hours were playing.
Good.
But how about we just do one round Witcher 3? How many? What was the peak number of concurrent players in the last 24 hours? I will look it up in a second here. So
we're all gonna play. Steam.
I looked at it a couple days ago. I think I forgot how much it was. I remember. Okay, I remember.
See, I'm going through my thought process, and I was going to say some stuff. I'm like, I'm going to keep that shit.
All right, go for it. What do you have a guess?
Let's see. So I'm going to go ahead and say,
I'm all over the park.
Yeah. So in the last 24 hours, I got seven. Last 24 hours, a million. A million two.
Holy shit.
People?
Yeah.
Okay, this is just on Steam.
Yeah. I'm going to say 24,000.
24,000 and a million.
Wait, can I take mine back?
Yes, you can.
No, not a million. It was a million two.
It was a million two.
I'm going to say 250,000.
1.2 mil.
1.2. All right.
Okay, what's your second?
250,000.
250,000. Okay, when I looked a couple days ago, it was 90,000.
Fuck you, man.
But I'm going to check right now. We're going to see if that has gone up. I doubt it has, because usually the release day is when you see the most. So steamcharts.com is where we're getting this information from.
Is this an official Steam site?
No, but they pull the data straight from Steam. So it's very reliable. All right. So we're looking at the 24-hour peak. The last 24 hours, the peak was 76,000.
Almost a million, too.
All-time peak.
It was close.
Yeah. Almost.
No, a little off. You know why I was going with that? Is because I read that I think it broke some records for pre-sales.
I know, but
more than any other.
Yeah, but Grand Theft Auto 5 did, what, 360? Like, opening day? Let me see. GTA 5. GTA, Grand Theft Auto 5.
I'm bad with numbers.
I'm just saying.
Apple years old.
If you said sell 10 million, you'd split between three platforms. So you're already down
you
that
think
much.
Consoles.
And then consoles are the majority of it. Yeah, they did 360,000. Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto was 360,000. Okay. All right. But still, I mean, that's really good. 90,000 for the all-time or for the highest.
When I read that thing about pre-sales, because they had done like a million pre-sales or whatever.
Yeah.
So I thought, but it was a cross-platform.
Mm-hmm. Being sold in PC version also on GOG.com, where you can, I don't think it activates with Steam. I could be wrong about that. But I think you can play this game outside of Steam. So there could be some numbers not accounted for. Probably not 900,000, but.
First of all, fuck off. And second of all, I saw somebody playing and it said a non-Steam game, Witcher 3. I forget who it was. Dr. Mops, I think, maybe, or somebody.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So maybe they bought it elsewhere and then incorporated it into their Steam library.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Or maybe they got it off of that freaking Mad Max motorcycle to go by.
Sorry, that was my grandmother coming home. By the way, speaking of Mad Max, real quick, did you guys see it?
I haven't seen
it
yet.
I know everything about it, though, and I so you can't spoil anything.
So wait,
if you want to talk about
it. We started off
talking amazing, but I know it's coming from me.
I knew that.
But Jesus Christ, it's a piece of art. It's a piece of art. It's so amazing.
No, I'm seeing it this weekend. I'm very excited about that movie.
Are you going to see it again with me then?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I would see that movie several times.
Can we hold hands while we watch the movie?
Pushing it.
Okay.
Pushing it.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's talk about The Witcher 3, which I know nothing about, so please enlighten me.
Well, you just saw a little bit of me playing it.
Yeah.
Very little. What'd you think of the graphics? On my rig, of course. But my beautiful screen.
Yeah.
I hold still that screen is fucking kick-ass.
I mean, it looked decent. I've heard a lot of people saying that the graphics were going to be great. Yeah, I mean, I do take into account you're playing at a somewhat lower resolution, and you probably don't have a lot of the settings turned up. I don't know. How does it look on your machine, Chad?
It looks slightly better than his, but not like night and day.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got a kind of stylized. It's not exactly photorealistic. I don't think they went with photorealistic. It's got a kind of stylized kind of feel to it in my mind.
There are certain things that look oil painted.
Yeah, exactly.
On purpose. So it flirts between photorealism and this oil painting thing where when things get weird. Like all the things that look weird when you're trying to go for photorealism, they went with this like hand-drawn, hand-painted thing.
Yeah.
It worked together really, really nicely.
I think it's intentional. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's not a lack of graphics in this game at all. No. Anything that doesn't look photorealistic is done for a purpose.
I'm going to say maybe the prettiest game I've seen on my rig.
Really?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else that looks better.
The highest compliment that I've probably ever heard you say is what you texted me after playing that game, and you said, better than Skyrim.
Yeah.
And I almost dropped my phone. I thought somebody had taken over your body.
Happened.
So you're saying better than Skyrim?
Yeah, not just right now. I'm already convinced. I mean, I'm 8 hours in. I just killed the griffin, and don't...
Spoilers. There's a griffin.
There's a griffin. one of many, because you can see in your beastry that there's a lot of them. But I am doing every single thing possible. One of my criticisms that I was going to mention was that when you're looking at your map, there's a little question mark everywhere that there's a point of interest, right?
Yeah.
So I go, that doesn't leave much for exploring. But I have stumbled upon things, so it's not true.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I just get kind of annoyed with all the leaves that constantly show up, because you can herb just constantly.
Oh, right, right. The only time, yeah, and it's funny because it does come into play, but those common ones that are everywhere don't really. Mm-hmm. So basically, if I kill something, I'll pick up whatever's in the area and then go. And then you go to the herbalist's house, and she's got everything, rows of everything. You just rape all her stuff. She don't even. And then you go inside, she tries to charge you for the same shit that's outside. It's like, bitch, your guardian's done, son.
Wow. All right. So I've only played a couple hours.
Yeah.
You've been hogging my game this whole time.
It's pretty cool because when I'm playing your games, you're playing Bobby's games.
Yeah.
And it's
big. And Bobby's not playing your games because he owns all your games.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big circle jerk, but Chad gets the one arm nine. Yeah. I mean, Bobby does.
But yeah, so I played this a couple hours and, you know, amazing. I'm not liking the player controls as much. It feels sluggish a little bit. And I think I experienced the same with the other Witcher games, so I think it's just part of the game. But you're using mouse and keyboard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he does deliberate steps, and you can't do, like, a half step.
Or, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, you know what I mean?
You're committing.
Yeah.
And then if you don't want to, yeah.
So, like, getting down ladders sometimes was kind of a pain. Did you run the tutorial?
Yeah, I did.
And so sometimes getting to the ladder, because you're sprinting, and then you get off sprint, and he kind of does a couple steps.
Did the little girl beat you?
No, but, I mean, she's basically walking. Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like,
it's because I died.
The only real complaint I had, did you? Yeah, you fell off.
I jumped off, yeah.
Oh, my God.
More of that later on the EverQuest bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck that. I forgot about that. Yeah, it just felt like sometimes the controls... He feels a little bit heavy, and Geralt isn't supposed to be heavy. So that was my only real complaint, is that he kind of felt heavy. But then
is minor, right?
Yeah, and I don't really feel that when he gets into combat, because when you get into combat, he kind of does more quick steps.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so it was just like walking around that it was kind of weird.
What it is those combat... when he's walking around in town, he's using combat movements, and that's what gets you in trouble. And then when you're in combat, it feels fine.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. There's no, like, casual steps.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess on probably a controller, you could probably nudge the thing, but you're going full. When you hit W, you're going, because there's no force feedback, Bobby.
Yeah. I think what it is also is that it's got a really small area to use your interact button. So you basically have to stand on the ladder to get the ladder to go down. And so if you're running up to the ladder, most games, you know, have a wider area that you can use interact ladder. So you can be running up the ladder.
It's very specific.
Yeah. But you, this game, you have to kind of be on it. That's really my only fault of the game. Really, everything else has been awesome.
I was hard pressed to come. So I've played a lot more than Chad, and I was hard pressed to start to come up with a complaint. I guess there is what Chad's talking about, but it didn't really bother me as much to like maybe mention it. But whatever, it's true. It is a thing. There is no casual walking. You're right, because I was looking for a button to hold so I could walk.
Yeah,
and there should have been. So you're right in there. Maybe there is, and we haven't done it. Hmm. But the only complaints I've had is very minor bugs.
Oh yeah, I did run into a bug.
Escape should get you out of all menus, but sometimes it kind of gets locked between. It doesn't matter. It's very minor. For me to say that this is better than Skyrim, I mean, it takes a lot. But what I love about this game is that it seems to be. What game was I playing that I told you guys this feels like a 2015 game? And Advanced Warfare. It's like, this feels modern. And when I'm playing this, I'm feeling like this is the pinnacle of what we can do with PC gaming right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they took everything good from their old game. You can see the passion. I can't recommend this game enough.
The opening movie? How fucking sweet was that opening?
Yeah. Have you rebooted? Like, have you gone back into a save and then it kind of it brings you up?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so when you like play a second time, it kind of catch you up on the game.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
like at the start of a TV show. What?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What's happened so
far?
Yeah,
and I thought that was a nice touch.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
the other thing I liked about this game, sorry to cut you off.
Yep. Clown Lotion says you have to pay a dollar every time you cut somebody off.
Dude, I'd be broke. The character models, it's not all pretty people. Which I am very appreciative of.
Oh,
we just had this conversation a couple weeks ago about character models all looking, you know, super yoked or super hot. This is like the peasants look like fucking peasants.
And what I love about that too, they speak like peasants too. They don't speak intelligently. Their slang is very like exactly peasant talk. They're not using the proper words at the proper times. And I'm not even talking about like versus us. I'm just for the time, because you go and talk to a general at some point, and he's very well spoken.
Yep.
Even though he's not speaking common, he's not fluent in common. He's speaking better than the peasants because they're using silly words. I mean, all of this is so immersive and stuff.
Yeah, it puts you right there, like you're in there.
And another thing about the story that is very, I guess, compelling is that you're basically X-Men. You're an X-Men because you're protecting a world that fears and hates you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you liberate the village. You're like, hey, guys, here's your fishing part of your village back. I liberated it for you guys. And they walk in and they're like, oh, yeah, this is cool. And then you walk by and they're like, freak.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck?
The other thing is,
they hate you.
The whole Witcher creed where they don't work for free, I think is a really cool concept. Yeah. Like, every game wants to put you as... The protagonist is always the super protagonist that wants to help people, and it doesn't really matter. You know, like, it's...
Yeah, yeah.
This guy is like, I don't work for free. You want something done, you better pay me. You know, that sort
There's been options where I could...
Take the money or not.
Yeah, right. And I've always taken it, just because of the creed. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like, you know, I don't know, I'm just doing it.
Is there some advantage to not taking the money?
Who knows?
No. I didn't take the money the first time it was presented, and the guy was just like, okay, thank you, and just walked off.
Because I feel like a lot of games like present you with that option. Yeah. They'll say, I'm missing that joke, what?
More like the bitcher. Because I'm being a bitch, apparently.
I guess that joke was bound to come up sooner or later.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of games always give you that option, take the money or not. And then they imply that there's benefits to not taking the money. Like, you'll somehow gain some special power or some reputation boost that will help you later in greater later in the game and will be of greater benefit than if you were just to cash out then and there. So I don't know. That's interesting that they give you that option, but you guys take the money.
I think I got to reiterate on the voice acting. I think it's superb. If anything, maybe Geralt is a little too fucking Supermanish, or whatever. Just too
like
cool,
husky. Too cool for school. Like, oh yeah, let's fucking do this.
Like, but not aggressive either. Like, just confident in his. He's like, yeah, I like blueberries. And you're like, what, dude? It's just blueberries. Calm
he's
down.
He's talking about lilacs and gooseberries. Yeah. He's like, have you seen anybody smells of lilacs and gooseberries? He sounds like.
Like Batman. Yeah. Like Forrest. He's maybe the only one, and I think it's because they probably ported him from the last two games. Yeah. And the first game was a dude that lived down the street that kind of sounds cool.
No, it's so probably somebody famous that does.
No, not Witcher 1. There's no famous people in Poland, dude.
This is the same character in all three games?
Yeah, Geralt. Yeah. He's the main character in all the games.
So I'm seeing that it says on howlongtobeat.com, it says 30 hours for the main quest in The Witcher 3 or main. So 30 to 40 hours is what you're looking at.
I'm going
to
have any
extra.
I'm doing every single thing. This game is so beautiful. I feel like kind of privileged just running through the court countryside.
And here was my dilemma. I found out once I booted it up that your Witcher 2 save will affect your Witcher 3 game. And once I realized that, since I own Witcher 2, I was like, fuck, I should really play through Witcher 2.
You can't go back.
Yeah.
Right?
It's going to tell you the story, right?
Yeah, but we need...
But I needed to do this for the podcast, so...
Which really, you didn't bring anything to
the table. You're welcome, listeners.
You didn't bring anything to the table. You might as well...
But Witcher 2 says only 24 hours for the main story.
Yeah, 24 hours. That's about 3 weeks of game time for me. So.
24 to 33. I don't know. Maybe this summer I'll roll through The Witcher like I did Mass Effect.
But. Well, you've got family share with me, so you could always play it like Emilio is.
Man, family share is so good. And we talk about it all the time, and I don't think any of our listeners get to take part in it. You know, like they probably have maybe one friend that they can trust that much.
They don't have a Bobby friend with 2,000 games. Yeah. That's probably for sure. Yeah. So, Bobby, any interest in picking this game up?
Yeah, very interested, but...
Not for the price?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. No, it's not the price, really, that makes me hesitate to buy this game. It's really the time and the commitment, because this is a game that you play and you don't play anything else. And you really invest your time in it. So when I have the opportunity to do that, then I'll dive right in.
I haven't talked to you guys about this off air yet, but maybe we should bring it up. I was thinking of maybe a rating system and whether or not we should implement one. I personally like it's them.
DL or no DL? I thought that was our rating system.
I mean, yeah, but I can't say this is a super DL. You know?
I don't know how qualified we are to rate games.
You highly recommend
sometimes when I listen to our episodes, I'm like, no, that's not right. like 2 days later, too. I'm just like, no.
Well, maybe we should have a disclaimer. I'm kind of partial to the how much would you spend for this game. Because I think that's a better indication of how much value you think this game
is. $80. We do that.
Because you said 100 for Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And you're saying 80 for this?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Only because now that I've seen the time to beat is a lot, you know.
A lot less
than... It wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
There's a lot of content.
I thought it was going to be 80 hours or something
like that.
Yeah. This is surprisingly short for an RPG. You know, a lot of people compare this game to Dragon Age, especially the Origins that came out not too long ago. Got Game of the Year last year at the Game Awards show.
I think it's the amount of detail in this game.
Well, it seems like a lot more people are leaning towards this game.
I really like the setting, too. It's kind of original. You're in a battlefield that just resolved. The battle, you're there the day after the battle resolved. So there's just kind of like people are still kind of recuperating from the crazy shit that happened. They're just villagers, but there was a war right outside their door, and they're all just kind of like freaking out still. Hmm. So it's pretty original. You're either in the war, like usually you're either in the war or right before the war, but nobody really talks about like right after the battle when all the bodies are just laying everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. And the zombies are in the area because they feast on corpses.
Okay. Wow.
They're not zombies. They're the ghouls.
Necrophages.
Yeah, necrophages.
All right. It's a fancy word for zombies.
No, it's because they're not undead corpses. They are actual monsters. They're creatures that feed on the corpses.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the weird looking baby fish pink thing that I've been seeing screenshots of?
Baby fish pink.
I've been seeing this. The same screenshot of the same character, like multiple people have been putting it in their activity feed. It's like this weird looking creature that's very pink and looks gross.
Are you sure you weren't looking through my girlfriend's pictures from me?
Yeah. I have no idea what.
Yeah.
I'm not that far into the game, obviously, so I don't know.
Oh, man. I got to find it now because I've been seeing it everywhere. But all I'm seeing is fancy artwork.
Chad, did you fight the bear yet?
No. So
bear's a motherfucker, man. I killed it.
It's not a monster bear. It's just a straight up bear.
Straight up bear. But
so in Witcher lore, the Witcher has two swords, Bobby. I don't know if you know this. One's a regular sword for fighting regular people, and then one's a silver sword for fighting monsters, right?
And I was thinking, why wouldn't you find this? But then I was thinking about it. Humans have swords, and their steel swords would bend your silver sword.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, a lot of this lore stuff is really cool to me. I really like.
It's pretty great. So, moving on, Bobby.
Yeah, I can't find the pink.
So far, I strongly recommend it as well. I think it's worth the $60, especially if you've played Witcher 2. Like, if you are into the Witcher series, you'd pay.
They already own it.
Yeah, you'd pay $80 to $100 for us.
Yeah, I'm going to be late on rent.
A lot of people that have been comparing this to Dragon Age Origins have almost seemed to like the idea that it's shorter. Not necessarily shorter, but moves quicker. Because Origins, I didn't play it, but from what I heard, like you got to spend a good amount of time before you get to...
It's plotting. You
played it?
Yeah.
Oh, did you beat it?
No. Are you kidding me?
I beat that game.
But it's plotting, isn't it? Like,
yeah, it's really
long. The pacing is slow on that game.
It's like one of those...
Not necessarily that it's just slow-paced, but there's a lot of time that you have to spend just kind of prepping till you get to the point where the game becomes fun and you get to use these abilities.
I like the whole thing. Bob, I'm just realizing right now at this point, you didn't write a goddamn thing down this week. What's up with you, man? What's going on?
Yeah, what is up with you?
Well, I haven't really played anything worth mentioning. I mean, I played a little
bit
of
Broken Age. You're still playing Killing Floor, aren't you?
Yeah, but not as much as you'd think.
Okay.
They released another statement on Steam on May 22nd. Just with their plans. Some new screenshots of the new map coming up. It looks really good. Looks like a remake of another map from Killing Floor 1. It's called The Manor.
Oh, this is The Manor you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the Steam charts on this, by the way?
Currently, I don't know. I mean, its peak, I think, was around 20.
Not that
Steam charts. I'll pull it up here. But yeah, I've been playing a little bit of it here and there. A lot of people have been getting upset because they're finally reading the part that says they might redo the perk system. And if they do that, it's going to wipe all the stats and all the perks. I mean, it's early access. I expect things like this.
Oh, this is still early access?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to have a pretty major patch coming up pretty soon here, which I'm excited about. And that'll probably rekindle my interest and I'll start playing a lot more. But right now, it's like I said the other week, I've kind of reached that saturation point where I've been playing, I've done all the content. So 24-hour peak in the last 24 hours, the peak was 3,000. Yeah, it's been going between 2 and 3,000.
It's not 1.2 million?
I mean, that's decent, though, for early access.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I've been playing that. I played a little bit of Broken Age here and there, but I haven't made it too far into that. It's kind of weird playing that after...
I can't believe I beat Broken Age before you.
Yeah, well, I played the first act when it first came out and then was not aware that the second part came out. And playing it a year and a half apart, I would not recommend.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to get back into it.
I had forgotten everything. I had to read the wiki on the first episode to figure out what was going on.
That's what I thought you were going to do with The Witcher 2. Like, just read, you know? And then you, from though what happened, maybe you could put together the... Because it gives you an option to just put in a... what is it called?
Simulate.
Witcher 2 save.
Yeah, the same thing that Mass Effect did.
But was it a simulate?
But the simulate doesn't, it didn't give me options.
Oh, you did click it.
Yeah, I did click the simulate, yeah.
So what is it?
I think it just makes one up for you.
Oh,
just makes the decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Geralt.
That's good. All right, so Bobby didn't play shit this week. I guess I'm going to have to carry this thing again. So I played some Hearthstone. He's giving the shake. I played some Hearthstone this week. There's a couple buddies at work that play Hearthstone a bunch, and they've been talking about it. We actually, when I go to the gym, I do some cardio and play Hearthstone on my phone while I'm doing cardio. So it's gotten me kind of back into it. And I hadn't played the rest of Blackrock Depths. Is that what it's called?
Sure.
Blackrock Mountain? Blackrock Mountain. So I wanted to play the rest of that. And when I reviewed that, when I had gone through just the first wing, I had reviewed it and said how easy it is. And the rest of it is fairly easy, but the deeper you go into Blackrock Mountains, the more interesting kind of mechanics there are. Like, one guy has every card is a one cost, and you only get one gem per... You get one gem...
Don't get into details. Most people, I don't think, listen to it.
What do you mean? Like, it's one of the best, most popular games there is.
I would say, I don't think most of our players... Nobody's ever mentioned Hearthstone. I know it's huge.
I'm just saying
there's no reason for details.
Anyways, the farther you go into Blackrock Mountains, the more interesting mechanics there are, and I was having a blast playing through the single player. But the reason I'm bringing this up is...
You criticized it last time.
I know, that's... Did you hear me just what? Literally two minutes ago? Motherfucker. Anyways, I've been playing some Arena, because Arena is my favorite mode, and I finally did it. I finally got through 12 wins, got the farthest you could do in Arena, got the little gemstone.
Took pictures of it.
Took screenshots of it. I finally did it. It's taken me forever, but I finally got the 12 wins. You get five, like... You get a bunch of shit.
I thought it was pretty cool that they give you a legendary card.
Yeah.
Is that guaranteed?
I think so.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Because they could give you all the gold and packs that you want, and you are not going to get a legendary card.
Exactly.
But them just handing you a legendary card, that's legit.
Yeah.
I mean, those things are hard to come by.
Yeah. 100%. So that's been my Hearthstone. I've been playing a bunch recently because it's so easy to just pick up and play that. Yeah. Like, matches are 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And so...
Maximum of, what, 20? Maybe.
Maybe, but that's like...
rare.
Yeah, really rare. God, I love that game. It's so much fun.
It is really good.
And the cards that they... Every time they add cards, it makes the game more interesting. Because it adds new deck types and new deck mechanics.
Yeah.
Just adds to it.
So, Bobby, like, you've been playing the hell out of Killing Floor. And, like, you're pretty satisfied with the content that you got for your dollar amount, right?
Oh, yeah.
And this is, for me, Warhammer 40K Regicide is just another example of it done wrong. Or I don't even know if it's wrong, because I should know getting into it that it's an early access. But this early access is the same thing as Mordheim. I don't know if you guys remember me talking about that a month ago.
Top-down, turn-based.
No, not top-down, but more like...
It simulates a tabletop, right?
It's like an isometric.
No, not even... I mean, you can go at it. It's almost third-person. It is third-person. It's a third-person, but it is a chessboard that you're playing. You're in a city, but... There's vertical and stuff.
Yeah. But the game you're comparing it to is Warhammer 40K Regicide.
Right.
Which is a new one that came out recently.
But the only I guess you can compare them two fronts. It's turn-based, multi-unit combat. But...
Early access?
Yeah, they're both early access. And Mordheim was so early that you only had two teams that you could pick from. And there was only one city. And I didn't know why I was losing. And...
Because you're terrible at games?
No. Like, I had more kills and more, like, territory, and I would lose every time. So I just gave up on it. I'm like, I'll touch this in a year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Regicide, maybe the worst $14 I ever spent.
Wow.
I mean.
What does Regicide mean, by the way?
I think it means.
You kill a king or you kill royalty?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like yeah, side implies kill up. And Reg.
What were you going to make up? Go ahead. Yeah,
you kill all the Reggies?
Regis Philbin?
Guy's name Reggies. Reggie. Okay. Makes more sense.
Okay.
Anyway, so, yeah, there's one chessboard. There's two teams, the Orcs and the Space Marines, and you can only play the Space Marines. You can't play the other side. They've already done all the animations for, and they already have all the powers for. And you can play either stand, because I love Battle Chess, but what I realized, much like the Love Boat, it was the only thing around. And that's why I loved it, right? It was the only video game on the PC.
Correct.
So I was like, oh man, this is so cool.
Sort of see boobs sometimes on the queen.
Yeah, on the queen. If she moves just from B6 to R9. No, yeah,
exactly.
And so...
P6.
I don't know. Is that no?
It would be like queen 4 to knight 6.
I was playing...
playing Battleship.
Yeah,
Battleship.
So anyway, I mean...
So pick this game up twice is what you're saying.
Ah, Jesus.
Buy
so
two
bad.
Copies.
Do you think this is going to get better? Because I remember you played Wasteland 2, and your first impression of that game was not great. But then after patches, and then finally when it fully released, then you actually liked it a lot. Do you think there's any hope for this game?
Yeah, maybe. But it's never going to be more than just Battle Chess. Jet Chess with some new rules. It's kind of cool that you can put new rules into chess because now you have ranged combat. And so if you stick anybody out there, if you're like, okay, so in chess, if you're somebody that's knight heavy and you move your knights forward right away, that's not going to work here because the pawns will take you out at range. So you can't do that. It almost becomes like a pawn war.
Gotcha.
And then the power units from what I don't know. I lost that intermediate, the one game that I played. And beginner was way too easy. So steer clear until I come back in a year and tell you that still you shouldn't buy it.
So that's a no on Warhammer 40K Regicide.
Yes. I just have to wonder how bad a game has to be for you to say no to a game because you love everything.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you are a lover.
What?
In one sort of sense of the way. Oh.
Sure.
And how much...
Keep digging that hole, buddy.
How much does a game have to suck for you not to like it?
Yeah, it's pretty... I mean, there are no options here, guys. None. There's nothing you can do. Oh, and the main reason you play Battle Chess and the main reason I bought this is for the kill animations.
Mm-hmm.
Not that great. The best ones they had, they put on the video and the video sold me or the trailer, you know? So...
How much did you spend on this, by the way?
$14.99. Could have bought me
never get back.
Yeah, could have bought me 47 copies of One Way Heroics, and yeah.
That's true. 47 copies. You could have given that to all our listeners, probably. Shall I talk about Remember Me, or you want to go into EverQuest?
Get into Remember Me.
Okay, so Remember Me was a game that came out probably 3 or 4 years ago, and I had wanted to play it, but I had never gotten into it. And so I was going through my queue one day on Steam, and this game popped up, and I was going to put it on my kind of like wish list or think about buying it, and then I see it on Bobby's list as a game he owns. So he wasn't playing at the time, so I said, fuck it, I'm just going to install this and play this for a little bit. And it's got one of the coolest kind of worlds that they have. It was a really sweet concept. But then they turned it into this kind of generic, like, action adventure game, similar, you know, like, hack and slash sort of game.
Hmm.
And it just took the cool concept and just kind of ruined it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a kind of a common voice that I heard when this came out. But, you know, it has this whole concept of you're this person that can go into memories and change memories and do all sorts of things there. And
then she's like, TV show that's like that right now.
I'm not sure. I don't watch TV. Okay. So,
yeah.
And then it turns into she acts like a fucking ninja or something. She's hopping around and punching and kicking. I don't know. It was just stupid. The graphics look good. I'm glad I downloaded it on my new rig because it looks nice. And I had fun. It was enjoyable. Then the world is cool, but
65 out of 100.
Yeah, it was just like they could have done so much more with it. It had a very cool concept, and they just shit on it, basically. So, if you want to pick it up for cheap, then you can give it a go. But do not pick it up for $30. That is not his right now.
Remember me, yeah, $29.99.
Did you play it, Bobby?
No, not yet. And I bought it. I got it on sale. This game goes on sale frequently for, I don't know, somewhere around $5. And I got it because it did seem like an interesting concept. But I do remember when this game came out that there was a lot of hype behind it and it just didn't deliver on it.
Yeah. It, like, the world is really sweet and it just fucking shit on it.
It really sucks when a really cool concept doesn't come to fruition, full fruition.
Yeah, definitely.
Of what it's worth. It's one of the saddest things in gaming, actually.
Like, the whole world is about memories, and you can pull memories and sell memories and wipe your memories and trade memories and do all sorts of stuff with memories. And so there's, like, these, like, leeches that have lost all their memory, and they're just trying to get... Like, memories become, like, the drug that people are trying to sell and buy and use in this world. Like, currency. How cool is that concept?
Yeah, it's really cool.
And then I'm sitting here doing punches and kicks to fucking kill people, and then my, like, execution move, I, like, go in and wipe all their memories, and then they become a vegetable. Like,
my memories are safe, man. Nobody's getting into my spank bank.
Not even you. Like, you lose your memories all the time.
Yeah, I lose them right away. Yeah, you can't steal something that evaporates as soon as they're made.
I'm the same way. So, yeah, that was Remember Me.
Cool.
I might dick around with it a little bit more, but... Such a disappointment.
Yeah. So, man, I don't know how much we're going to put into this, but
let's talk a little bit.
Fucking EverQuest. This is the game that made me buy a computer. Yeah. I bought a computer for this game.
We've talked about EverQuest a couple times.
And I got, I think all the time, I got ripped off because I called Gateway and I was like, hey, I need a gaming computer. And this is before they made gaming computers. And they were like,
how old were you? How old are you?
Geez, I had just moved out, maybe 20.
Okay.
Or something like that. And the guy's like, yeah, I can help you out, sir. And I was like,
Bobby's smirking again.
Yeah. Computer salespeople.
It was probably Bobby. Yeah. The other line.
Bobby's like, yeah, I can help you out.
I've been in that situation, like, we're all, for some reason or another, I'll be in Best Buy or some electronics store, and I'll hear some guy, I think I've talked about this before, I'll hear some, like, customer service rep, like, talking to some old lady or somebody, like, in another aisle about something. I'm just, like, over there, like, trying to hold myself back. Yeah. Just like, ugh.
He's just ripping this. So you're 20 and getting ripped off by Gateway.
Yeah, yeah. And so I bought, like, dude, it was so expensive. Like, it was $2,500 for my monster rig that I still, when it showed up, had to buy a video card and swap it out myself because they ain't sell video cards at Gateway. So basically, I just got a lot of RAM for the time, right? I think it was 50 gigabytes. Anyway.
50 gigs? You mean 50 megs?
No, 50 gigs of...
of RAM?
Of RAM. Of
that sounds hard drive. Right.
Of hard drive. Yeah, yeah.
It was like maybe a gig of RAM.
So, yeah. So I bought it just so I could play this. Oh, the reason... I don't know how far I really want to go back here, but basically I used to play Magic at a place, and it was called A Place to Play. And I looked it up in the newspaper because there was no fucking internet. And,
God, you're old.
Yeah. So I went and I started playing. And then there was these computers in the corner, like six computers. And I went and like four of them were playing Ultima Online and two of them were playing EverQuest. And then it was three and then it was four and then EverQuest took over. And then I sat down once and I was like, what is this?
Cause EverQuest was first person.
Third person.
Well, you can do both.
You want to do. It was first person, I think, at first.
Yeah. First person. You were in the world.
It was the, like, first that was, real MMO.
Yeah.
Because Ultima was a...
and Ragnarok was around then, too.
Yeah, isometric. So, anyway. Chad and I... There's no game that I'm more nostalgic about. So...
Me too. This is the epitome of gaming to me.
Yeah. And then, so going back into it after all these years, what are your impressions, Chad?
We were retarded, first of all.
We didn't know what the... I drowned two times in my own town. I drowned twice.
We're looking around on the internet trying to find the quest vendors, the people to start a quest up so we could start doing some questing.
Yeah.
Little did we know, there's no such thing as quests.
This is before quests.
This is EverQuest, and there's no quests. Yeah. You're supposed to just go outside and start killing things.
Yeah.
And now I'm like sitting here, now I realize why all Amelia wanted to do in WoW was go out and kill bears as his fucking hunter.
Yeah, I always wanted to grind, and it was because of this. Because I was so used to EverQuest. That's how I did all
that. Well, in World of Warcraft, they really pushed you towards questing. Yeah. Like, they really pushed you towards that. Well, you could go out and grind, but that
Chad and I had legitimate arguments over this. Like, he's like, no, you have to quest. It's much better. And I was like, no, dude, I'm just going to go in the forest and kill shit.
Maybe at the beginning, you could kind of do that. It would still be better to quest. But maybe in the beginning, you could kind of do that. But after patches and patches, like, they made it pretty obvious what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
And that was go out and quest if you want to level up.
And you can't get, the gear from you're getting from quests are way better than what you could get. But anyway, let's get back to this. The only way you're getting gear is from random drops or you make it yourself.
What is cool that new games don't do is the character models of the minion of the mobs that were out to kill, if they have a spear on them, their character model shows a spear. Like, that doesn't happen anymore. That's like, true. It's a generic character model.
Yeah.
In EverQuest, you could know who to kill because he's holding the axe or holding the spear or whatever.
That you wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. I didn't even... we had fun. Despite all...
I couldn't believe the poly count, though. Like,
it's so difficult, too. The game is so difficult.
Oh, my gosh.
There's so many windows and shit. It's fucking...
It's almost
convoluted.
Right? It's almost text-based. Like, screens come up, and it's just text, and you've got to just... There's no chance of being a pretty... This game is, what, 13 years old? 14 years old? And it still hasn't updated the UI or anything like that. It's just all still text-based. It's just... It's silly, but it brought me back. Just going out there and killing stuff, it did bring me back. It was cool.
We were having fun. I mean, it was difficult fighting things.
Yeah.
We had to outthink it. Not even outthink it, but just run strategies. We're running strategies at level one.
Yeah.
You know? Right?
At
level two.
I was a rogue.
And I was
and my abilities were auto attack.
That's it.
Wow. I get backstab at
level 10.
At level 10, I get backstab. And we played for 4 hours and barely hit level 2.
Yeah.
Like
it's legitimately hard.
And this is the
hard.
Original EverQuest server. It's Rage Fire beta we were talking about last.
Exactly.
And if you die, you lose XP. Well, not yet.
Not till 6.
But yeah, it is so hard to get XP. And then if you die, you're punished so hard.
But no sound effect has ever, in my entire life, no sound effect has ever been as
satisfying
rewarding
as that
ding. As the ding. When it's a very one. Like solid like ding like it, it's like ding. It's like
and then like people go off on cymbals.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah,
it's great. It's the best leveling up. There's been a lot of leveling up sounds. This is the best one.
The WoW one is very familiar, but that like the first 10 levels, you're hearing that every 10 minutes.
Yeah, every 10 minutes. Yeah,
but this one like an hour, 4
I think
hours.
Chad was looking at something up when he leveled. I killed something. And he was and he's like, "What the fuck was that?" And he goes, "Oh shit, I leveled up."
Yeah, it's loud, like right in your ear. Like,
can you?
You hit a level, motherfucker! Yeah.
You can't. I can't recommend this if you haven't played it before.
This is straight nostalgia.
Nostalgia, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna move on from now. But for Chad and I, it's fucking. It's like
I kind of want to still play it though. Gym.
No, me too.
Like I made a bard when I was playing just by myself.
The Witcher 3 is so awesome.
Well, too bad I have a roommate that plays my game the whole time and doesn't let me play, but that's okay. God damn it.
What was the MMO that came out not too long ago? It was a futuristic one. Got pretty popular.
Wildstar.
Nice. Yeah.
Good pull, dude.
Been trying to... I've been thinking about getting into... I seriously thought you were peeing in that. But...
He's stealing my drink because I told him to make another drink and he said no.
So he had to pour it down by his crotch?
Yeah. Okay. He was trying to be sly about it.
You really thought I was pissing? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past you. But I miss MMOs and it's been a long time since I've really got into one. And I mean, WoW always sounds like fun, but something new would be good. WildStar I've heard a lot of good things about, but I just remembered that game and I was like, God, I haven't heard anything about that like at all recently.
Nor I. Yeah. It doesn't make waves, so they probably don't have the player base.
Yeah.
Who knows? All right. I guess that's about it for what we've been playing this week. Should we move on to listener questions?
Yeah, definitely. We got a bunch that we haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah, we didn't get to last week, so it'll be a good time.
All right.
So, but before we jump into this, can we just say that we appreciate questions? Please continue coming. If there's something you want to ask us, shoot it up on our Steam group, and we will definitely try to get to it.
Yeah, I appreciate that you guys put you made your own threads for the questions that you had, but I'd appreciate it a little more if you put it right into the listener questions, just so that we could get maybe one active page instead of people like jumping around looking for things. But that's my only thing.
Cool. Okay.
Talking to you, Clown Lotion.
All right. So let's just go down the list here. First one, our thoughts on the multiplayer game scene. Puppy Parade is asking us this.
All I can say right now is because we haven't been really active in the multiplayer. Well, I guess you have.
Well, co-op. That's a specific branch of multiplayer.
Yeah. All I can say is that I'm going to hold my opinions because I'm really waiting for this gigantic wave of these arena shooters that are coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to fall flat, personally.
Really?
Yeah, arena shooters. It's like, how do you improve upon that? We've been trying to do that for years. And
I think it's cyclical.
You think Blizzard's game is going to fall flat, man?
Oh, Overwatch?
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd call that an arena shooter.
That's what they're being called. That's what that and Giant and Battle Cry and all they're called.
Minimum? Is that considered an arena shooter?
Yeah, that's, yeah, I guess I don't know. There's an objective in it, or at least you can play in that mode. But Overwatch to me seems more like would you call Team Fortress 2 an arena shooter? That's more objective based. Arena shooter to me is just a frag fest. You jump around and you shoot as many people as you can and try to get the highest score.
No. This is, did I get the right name? I think that's what people are calling it now.
Arena shooters are like a very tight arena with objectives, but groups of people in a very tight scenario, unlike Battlefield, which has a large.
There's still no name, I guess, official name for this genre that's coming out, but there's like all the ones that I named, there's four big titles coming out and they're all kind of like the same thing. And it's just like this class-based shooting, TF2 with objectives, I guess.
Would you consider
TF2 has objectives?
I don't know.
I wish I had a word for you guys. Is Loadout considered that?
I mean, that does have objectives, but it is.
It really does.
There's no classes.
It sort of has classes.
Yeah, but it has capture.
Well, you make your own classes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish I had a word. And it's not because we don't know what it's called. Literally, the media hasn't come up with a word for this.
Yeah, we'll
thing
find
that's
one.
Coming out. But anyway, that's what I'm waiting. I'm holding judgment until for this year until that comes
out. I think the three of us is not a good example for multiplayer because the three of us don't play the first-person shooters that are hugely popular. And I'm sure lots of our listeners play and do, you know, like we none of us play first-person shooters very much. And I think that is the glut of
almost all I play
multiplayer.
First-person shooters?
Yeah, so
CS:GO, which is like the biggest one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't play CS:GO, you don't play Modern Warfare, you don't play Black Ops, you don't play the ones that most of the rest of the world
play. I have played them, but I don't play them to the extent that a lot of people do. And a lot of people who play those games only play that game.
That's what I'm saying. Primarily. Like, I think the multiplayer scene for the large majority comes down to those first person
shooters. But then you run into the MOBA problem. When someone who plays Counter-Strike GO isn't going to be like, oh, this new game's out? Well, I guess I'll ditch Counter-Strike GO and play that one.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to happen. And I think Overwatch is going to do great, but here's how they can fuck it up. And I don't think Blizzard will do this, but I fear for the other ones.
Listen up, Blizzard.
Yeah, listen up, Blizzard. I know you're listening.
Yeah.
But if they turn this into like a loadout situation or maybe a Battlefield 4 situation where they're selling perks and it's pay to win, or, you know, you can just
Blizzard
grind.
Blizzard does not do pay to win.
Yeah.
They're really smart over there.
Yeah. So I don't think Blizzard's going to mess that up. But, you know, some of these other ones that are coming out, like I could totally see them, you know, buy like a booster kit for 2 weeks and, you know, and then 5 weeks into this game, it's going to be shot. You know, we're going to see loadout all over again.
Yeah. The thing with Blizzard is They don't need the money. Like, all those loadout and all those other ones, that's a money grab. And Blizzard doesn't need to do the money grab. They can think long term. They've got the finances to think the long tail of this thing.
Does anybody know if they're publicly traded? Because they might be beholden onto their... I don't think they are.
It doesn't matter.
I think they're owned by Activision, right?
Yeah, yep. Something like that. It is owned by Activision.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, wow. Activision is... or Blizzard is a branch of Activision.
Did Puppy... I didn't see the thread. Did Puppy raise any points on this? What did our listeners say on this?
I'll have to bring up the tab here, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, it was a while ago. It was before last episode. But what I wanted to bring up, too, is it's not that we're not online multiplayer players, really. Like, Bobby and I played... There's no more hours in that any game than TF2 for me on Steam, so...
And Smite's a close second, probably.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Smite kind of fills two niches for me.
Yeah.
There's the MOBA and there's the first person shooter. Even though it is a third person, it fills that void for me. Sorry to bring up Smite again, but it's that fucking good.
Yeah.
I think
the one of the things with multiplayer is the more games that come out, the harder it is to build a community around a particular game.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, when there was only four or five games that were the online multiplayer games, for example, Modern Warfare 4, what was the big one that exploded? Was that 3 or 4? I forget. When that one came out, there wasn't a ton of other stuff. Or Halo, for example. When Halo came out, if you wanted to play a fucking first-person shooter, you were playing Halo.
Yeah.
Now it's like, you've got 20 different first-person shooters, you got 30 different MOBAs that you can play, you got all these other different... It's just harder to build a solid community.
That's why day one, you need to be free. And when you're free, you need to be amazing and keep those people. That's the pretty much, unless you come with a big name like Blizzard or a big name like Bungie, that's the only way you're going to do it. If you're somebody else, you're going to have to make it free, make it great.
And the other thing about multiplayer is that there is this big pushback on co-op that's happened the past couple of years, which I think is great. And I think that just adds to the multiplayer community.
That's so much fun.
But again, it's the diversification of games. You're just not going to have that big cohesion of players playing a game because there's just so many of them.
That's why MOBAs are so great, dude. It's co-op PvP.
It is, yeah.
It's so great. Bobby, if you read that verbatim, you're going to have trouble. I don't think they have grammar in the UK, according to Puppy Parade. I read that thing four or five times, only two. Anyway, so... worst three games.
Top worst three games from everyone in wine.
Okay. Worst three.
Multiplayer games? Guys, that fucking block zombie game I thought was terrible. That you guys liked.
7 days? No.
No.
It was little, Unturned?
Unturned.
Yeah, I thought it was fucking dog shit.
I didn't have fun.
You liked it, you said. I thought
it was way better than a lot of those games out there.
I thought it was impressive for a single person, a younger single person to create this whole... The ability to create it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I was impressed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. So that was my thing on it.
I don't think I could have fun. We'll just do one each. That way we'll do three worst.
What's the shittiest game I've played recently?
I don't know. Are we talking about
multiplayer games or just games in general?
Multiplayer games.
Multiplayer. Yeah. Putting me on the spot here.
You guys always make fun of my speech.
You're making fun of everybody else. You're making fun of our listeners. Don't listen to them, Puppy.
Let's see. Multiplayer game, worst one I've played in a while. I don't know. Like, if I really don't like a game that much, I don't play it and then I forget about it. Maybe someone stole my memory. That game.
Yeah.
What was it called? I can't remember.
Remember Me?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What else we got? Let me think about it, because I've played tons of shitty games.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Next question. Worst games you've spent the most time playing by Dr. Mops asks. What are the worst games that you've spent a lot of time playing? And I'll start it out here.
Yeah.
Recently, and this week too, I would mention it when we were talking about what we played this week, but I thought I'd save it for this question. I've been trying to kill a lot of time between things, that I've had to stay late for at work, and I've been playing a lot of Bejeweled 3. And I played
recently?
Yeah, recently.
When I read your post, I thought you meant like, Well, 1995.
I did, yeah, well, I said Bejeweled in the post when I replied to this. And Bejeweled has to be one of those games where you sit down and you spend all this time that you don't even realize time is passing, and then it's like the middle of the night and you feel like you've accomplished or gained nothing from it because it's just, I don't know. It's like, what's something that you would do mindlessly? I don't know. It's like playing.
It's like fapping.
You couldn't even fap for that long. But it's just
challenge accepted.
Almost like a complete waste of time to me. It's great if you want to kill time, but other than that, it's a terrible thing. And I find this true.
The Farmville syndrome or whatever.
Yeah, but Farmville kind of plays off people's addictive nature. This is just I don't know what it is. It's a black hole. Addiction,
but it's a different kind.
I don't feel addicted to this. Like, I could stop at any moment.
Sure you could, buddy.
I could stop at any moment. I'm not going to.
No, it's not one of those things. Because the idea behind Farmville and a lot of those games is that you keep thinking about it when you're not playing it. You're like, oh, I got to check in every so often. They have a lot of those things that are on timers, so you check back in. But this game isn't like that. It's just a complete time waster. I remember when I was, like, 20 or something, I was living in a house with, like, three other guys. And, yeah. But that's why I never have roommates anymore, because it doesn't work out. But I remember like waking
really
up.
Fast. I remember waking rent up. With money.
Yeah.
Not once.
Yes. Helen Keller's dog, right?
Yeah. All right. Okay. Helen Keller's dog. That's from a joke before we started recording, just in case anyone was confused.
You'll hear
by
about
that.
It next week.
Yeah. So anyway, I was telling a story, and I forgot what it was, so let's just move on.
Wasn't important.
I'm sure it was the best story ever.
Yeah.
Could have been. All right. So, worst games you've spent the most time playing.
Yeah. I'm going to have to... It's probably an MMO, and it's probably going to be... God, there's so many bad MMOs.
You have to put legitimate time into it.
Star Wars The Old Republic, maybe?
But see, that's known as a... No. I just read recently that it's actually a good game now.
Is it?
But now, you know? And now after...
No, not The Old Republic.
Yeah.
What was the one before that?
Galaxies.
Star Wars That was it. Star Wars Galaxies. That's the one I'm going with.
I don't know if it was that bad.
I was a chef. I was fat and bald. And I spent...
No. Talk about the game.
Jerk. I spent... The whole time there, crafting fucking buns and hot buns and shit. And then a buddy of mine just macroed it and became a master chef overnight
yeah.
while he was slept.
Yeah.
And that's what you could do in that game. You could macro anything.
But that's not what... That's not the fault of the game or the designers.
No. He used a third-party system to do the mouse controls.
Totally understand. But it was not intended by the programmers, thus not making that a fault of the game.
If your game is so bad that you can just macro mouse clicks,
that's so bad, dude.
Yes.
It had a flaw that they hadn't foreseen.
What do you mean hadn't foreseen? Like, that literally started happening the day of it coming out.
Hearthstone is still played by bots. I know they recently banned like 250,000 accounts or whatever. But still, I mean, that's still an issue that's being dealt with. This is a long time ago, you know. I don't think they were like, hey guys, you know, somebody could make these.
Do you know of any other game that could macro all that stuff and you could become an elite person overnight doing that? Just that.
That's the one that everybody else learned from. Somebody had to be first.
I'm just...
You never made that mistake again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the worst game.
All right. Star Wars Galaxies. And they don't even have servers up for that. You can't even play that game anymore.
No. They had a big farewell or whatever where everybody got together right before they shut down, turned off the lights.
I had a buddy who didn't work, and he made all his money on Star Wars Galaxies doing some sort of farming in that. Mm. And he did that for like 6 months or something.
I mean, conceptually, they had a lot of good, cool little things. They had, I don't know how many skills... And you could level up any three, I believe, to master. And then your character, when you spawned the first time, had three skills that you needed to unlock to become a Jedi Master. Or find out that you're Force sensitive. But nobody knew what this combination was. Even if you asked the programmers, they wouldn't be able to tell you. So you could learn, you could master two and just try to master and unmaster everything until, so it was very, very rare that anybody was force sensitive. I thought that was a great concept. You know, mm-hmm. not everybody gets to be a Jedi. Not even close. It was like less than 1%. So I thought that was pretty cool. I had a good time with the game. I don't think it was that bad.
Hmm.
That's me. In the post, I couldn't think of anything else. So I said The Simpsons on the NES because it was The Simpsons and it was the NES. So it was like, oh, this has got to be good. And I kept playing it and playing it and playing it. And like everything was dog shit. But it was The Simpsons on the NES. And this is before I knew that, you know, when you have a big name,
a license,
it doesn't
make it good.
Yeah, it doesn't cross platforms.
Yeah,
or genres.
And what did you put, Bobby?
Bejeweled.
Oh, Bejeweled. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right, next question: games we never got around to. This comes from Clown Lotion.
So many.
So
Chad has more than
right now. I will tell you the whole GTA series.
I played any of them.
I played GTA 3.
Yeah.
The one that made the series, basically. Yeah, yeah. And never played any other one.
Well, you played all the way through?
Yeah. That was on, what, PS2? Was it PS2?
Two. Yep.
Yeah. So I played all of GTA 3.
Did you enjoy it?
Didn't play San Andreas. Didn't play what was the Miami Vice one?
Vice City.
Like GTA 4, GTA 5. I didn't play any of those. And they're all amazing games. And I haven't played any of them.
Wait, but did you enjoy 3 to your
reaction? Yeah, no, I mean,
for the
loved
time,
it
was great.
Yeah, I loved it.
So why have you avoided? Why do you avoid 4?
It's not that I avoided it. My rig wasn't going to be able to do it, so I didn't do it then. And they're all the big games. You got to invest a lot of time and effort into them. And so,
and you can't family share this game because there's a third party login. So yeah. I've been trying to get Chad to buy it so we can do the heist together.
I'm gonna buy 5. It's just at some point I have to.
I mean, there's gonna be a mod that comes out that's probably better than the original game at some point. You know, now that they have mod tools and stuff.
At some point, we'll all own that game.
Yeah.
For me, the only thing that comes to mind because I didn't prepare for this question at all is Mount & Blade. I really want to play that kind of that series.
That was the very first listener request.
Yeah, and I saw it today as well. And I'm like,
you still have not.
I want to play it, and it's the first request. I got to get around to it. So
just do it.
You know, I'm going to go for this week. Even though it goes for sale for like 50 cents.
Yeah, you can pick that one up cheap. I thought this was a good question too, because there's so many games out there and there's so many big titles that everybody talks about that I feel like, you know, as people who play games, we need to be informed. We need to have played a little bit of it to have an opinion on it. You know, it's like you could be, you know, how can you trust a movie critic that's never seen The Godfather? You know, it's kind of like that.
Which I haven't seen, by the way.
Oh, it's great.
Not that good.
Side note.
Okay.
Bobby almost reached across the table and slapped you straight in the face.
It doesn't hold up, man. There's better movies.
Wow.
All right.
I like the third one the best.
Worst film critic ever over here.
So, Bobby, next week you and I, we're going to do this podcast. He's off our friends list.
I thought it was interesting. Clown Lotion posted this. He mentioned a few games. One of them was Super Metroid, and he talked about how he had a Sega Genesis as a kid. And that's an interesting statement there because, you know, when you're younger, depending on what console you had, I had a Super Nintendo, so I missed out on all the Genesis games.
Yeah, me too.
But Super Metroid, I played the hell out of that, and it was great, and it does hold up. You can pick that up on an emulator. But for me, I mean, there's a lot of games. A couple of years ago, that game for me was Mass Effect. You know, how am I going to call myself a PC gamer and talk on a PC gaming podcast if I've never played Mass Effect? That's one of the most seminal games
good word.
I don't know. I'm dropping big ones here.
Yeah, you are.
But in gaming history, you know, that's important. So I plowed through that, played it. I'd say right now, and this came up a few weeks ago, is the one that's been bothering me is I haven't played anything from the Thief series, the 4 games that have been released. And this is a predicament for me because the one that was most recent, people said wasn't that good. And then if you go back and play the old ones, then it's like, well, you weren't
dated.
Yeah, it's so dated that it's like you don't get the full effect. So
do you guys feel any disappointment that you guys don't play consoles? Because he does mention Last of Us, which
Last of Us, yeah, that's the number one.
And I have it sitting here. It's sitting literally in my PS4 right here that you could play. Yeah. And but not just Last of Us, Gears of War, the original Halo stuff. Like, do you guys get any, like,
there's been so many
console
clones.
Envy?
Well, I mean, Gears of War specifically, there's been so many clones of that game. Like, I could play Bulletstorm, and it's like, okay, I get Gears of War.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
The Last of Us, you know, I should feel that way. Like, I should feel like I'm missing out, but I don't. I don't know what it is about consoles, but I'm just so not interested. However, this game is amazing. I've heard it from so many people, and I believe it, but...
And I keep saying that I'm going to watch that fan-edited CGI... You know, they took the game footage and made a movie out of it. I keep saying that, but it's like hours long. Yeah. So that's a lot to devote. But my nephew, Dick Nick, who is a dick, cried.
Like, dude, at the ending. So. Yeah, it's a very emotional game for sure. I will get you to play it this week. I'm going to have you sit down. You're going to boot it up and you're just going to play it.
You're going to blow me during? Because it's going to take a lot, buddy.
I will get your girlfriend to blow you while you're playing. I could get her to blow you.
Yeah. We got some people here in the comments also mentioning Minecraft. I mean, that's...
Oh, fuck Minecraft.
That was one of those things. I bought the game and I played it because I was like, you know, for this very reason, I was like, I've got to play this. You know,
when it was like $10, right?
It
was like $27. This was after the release.
Did you yell at David as winning for never playing TF2? It's a free-to-play game that he's never played.
Well, see, he's that way, but then also he was that way about esports. But now... So
it's true.
He tweets a lot. He's tweeting about all the game, all the teams he's rooting for. He's like Cloud9 exclamation marks. And I was like, yeah, dude, if you played TF2, you'd get sucked right the fuck in.
Yeah, you would.
Right the fuck in.
There's something about TF2 that makes it so. He mentioned, well, let me read his post here. I never played TF2, probably never will. It just doesn't interest me. I started out playing tons of FPSs, Halo and COD especially, and they just have no place for me at the moment. And like, I understand where he's coming from, but Halo and COD, I don't know what it is about TF2, but it is so much better than those games. It's so different and it's so much more satisfying. Just the moment to moment interaction in TF2 is so quick and so action packed that, like, you know, kind of like Bejeweled, you could play that game, next thing you know, it's the
God
middle
damn it.
Of the night.
I don't want to hear it's kind of like Bejeweled ever again in my entire life.
But in a good way. But in a good way. Where Bejeweled, you feel like you've accomplished nothing. Like TF2, I don't know. Like that game, I might just play some of that tonight, actually.
As close as you can get to multiplayer perfection, I think that's ever been done.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, TF2, I mean, I don't know if I've ever gone on...
And you're not that good at it.
I'm awesome at... not being good at it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to tell how good you guys are because I'm usually back there healing both of you.
Well, I'm usually the other two.
I'm the training wheels to your drunken bicycle riding.
I will usually top the list within 3 matches, usually.
All right.
Unless Bobby's on.
Do we got any more listener questions?
I think that might be it. That's all we got listed here. If we missed any, we're sorry. We'll check
again. I think that's it.
We'll get next week.
Pretty sure.
All right, cool.
Witcher 3 had... and welcome to the news. Witcher 3 had some controversy where people accused
CD Projekt Red.
Yeah, whatever. CD Projekt. Of dialing back the graphics for the PC... so that the consoles...
Yeah, we've heard this before.
Yeah, yeah. And they said that there was no intention of that, but the graphics didn't look as good as the video that they put out in 2013. So something happened there, right? But the two main programmers came out and said, you know, that was not our intention. Basically, we have to maximize sales, and so this is something that blah, 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 blah. Who cares? They denied it. But then... the very next day, there was a patch for the PC with all kinds of new graphical enhancements. And so basically, it was almost like, we won't concede the verbal argument, but we're going to concede these new
the
tools.
Actual argument. Yeah.
Yeah, the actual argument. So I don't know what to think here. I'm just happy that
this
patch has some new stuff.
I've heard some people have already gone in and changed the INI files, and you can actually get a lot better. There's been some player tweaks.
And that probably went into the patch, I would imagine. So, I mean, I'm already pushing the max on my, like, Steam comes out on a computer when I'm playing on, like, just
normal. Yeah, your hamster is just crying in pain.
Oh,
as
I have the hamster now.
You are the worst of the three right now.
Yeah, it's true.
So
it's not a nice spot.
The hamster is now yours.
Fuck The Witcher 3. I don't think it's a good game at all.
I love it.
I'm not going to play that bullshit.
I love it. Okay.
What else is going on? So I just thought it was a very interesting thing that they said no, but then they... It's almost... I can't come with it now. Do that quick. Fuck. Damn. There's something good there, though. Anyway.
We had talked about this before, though. This has happened before on other games that people have accused the PC version of dumbing itself down so it doesn't look better than the console version.
Yeah.
And this is going to continue to happen because they're... Console sales are the number one sales, so they're gonna cater to the consoles. It's just how it goes.
Mm. Yeah. Unfortunate.
Unfortunately, yes.
GTA 5 online. Really quick, I had a funny thing. So I logged on, and I said last week how you could like drive around the city while you're looking for missions. You could also use your cell phone and just warp right into them. But I was just kind of like, I don't know. I was changing my garments or whatever. I don't know. I was just fucking around. I was looking at my PDA, so I wasn't looking around. And this guy rolls up next to me in a car, and the car stops. That's what drew my attention, because most cars just drive around you. Yep. And I was like, oh, this is a player. And I look over to him, and he's aiming a gun at me. He's starting to like try to headshot me. So I pump the gas, and I move forward real quick. He misses, and I headshot him. And so... I don't know if he directly challenged me, or anybody you kill on the main map, you go directly into a death battle with him. But we went into a death battle, right? I don't know how any of this works, guys. I'm looking at my fucking phone trying to figure out how the world works. By the way,
when you explained the story to me a couple days ago, you didn't mention GTA 5 at all. So you literally walked into my room and said, I was looking at my phone in my car, and this dude rolled up onto me and started trying to shoot me in the head. And so I pumped my brakes. And I'm like, whoa, dude, we're not in Compton. What the fuck is going on here?
It's so surreal. I told you I'm so invested in this character because he looks just like me. He's wearing what I'm wearing right now.
Big old floppy lips and shit.
Yep. Giant arms. Great ass.
Yeah.
High insert calf.
Oh God. Anyway.
So
Bobby's,
I kill the guy.
So over us. Yeah, I know.
So he can't even muster a smirk.
Yeah, he's done.
Smirkless.
He's smirkless.
Smirkless.
Podcast.
Are you adding that to the list?
Is that my word?
So anyway, so that happened, and
death battle,
and so this guy comes out. This guy's terrible. And I do really well. I don't know why it is. I do better at this than I would at, let's say, Counter-Strike. Much better. And so this guy comes at me, and I clip him twice in a row, right? Just like easy. This guy, I was like, this guy's going to be no trouble at all. Third time he comes up, because it's like best of five or something like that. The guy comes at me, and it's like, no ammo. And all the stores are closed when you're in a death battle. So I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? So I'm smashing this dude's car over and over with my SUV. He's missing left and right. This guy can't hit shit.
Is he playing with a controller, or can you tell?
I can't tell at this point. He's playing on drugs. Really, really bad drugs, too. Like street corner drugs. And he can't hit me. Eventually, he gets the upper hand and kills me. And then at that point, the whole death battle resolves, and it's over, and I won. And I was like, oh, good thing. So I go back to, okay, so let me find a mission that I want to do. I'm just standing in the street because I think that I'm safe. A motorcycle rolls up, right? He's not driving it. I imagine a buddy of his is driving it because there's two names on the motorcycle. He's on the back with the shotgun. Blah! I'm done, dude. And a fucking, their version of, GTA has its own version of, Scientology, and their prophet comes down and talks to me about like the afterlife. And I was like, man, this is awesome. Like, I don't know. It was just like a guy on the back of a motorcycle with a shotgun, but both of them. How, within 45
he went and got
seconds,
his homies, man.
How did he get this guy to like conspire with him in 45 seconds.
He was talking on, on the mic. He was Skyping somebody.
This guy's hacking, bro. This guy's hacking.
Do you have to beat the single player to be able to play online?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But they're separate, like, saves, basically, right?
Yeah, they're separate.
Like, your online money doesn't correspond to your in-game money. Right.
There is a button that says transfer character. I don't know what that does. I imagine it has something to do with, like, but I don't know.
So, theoretically, if, like, if Chad and I bought GTA 5, then we could immediately hop into the multiplayer with you. Yeah,
you could.
And then fuck this guy up.
Yeah. I like that you get a territorial.
Bobby will fuck people up in there. Guaranteed.
If I'm fucking people up, yeah. Bobby's going to fuck people up.
Yeah.
That's it for the news, right?
Yeah, I think that's... Oh, we were on news? Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's it for news. What are we playing next week?
Are we doing any sort of contest or anything, by the way?
I want to play more EverQuest.
But we might have to actually get into the actual like game of EverQuest, not the beta.
The only thing that I don't like is how long it's taking us to level. Like, we're not going to get any juicy bits.
Oh, by the way, in the beta, you can just do a slash. There's a slash command, and you can just make yourself any level you want.
What?
Yeah, so
that we were playing?
Yeah. So if you want to just be 60 and go into the fucking sleepers den.
Level 4. Level 4 would be nice.
Yeah. Or 26 hours later, also known as. I'm going to play Witcher. And...
Yeah, last week we announced a contest for a review giveaway. We didn't get one more review out of that. So, anyway, I want to move that over to a Twitter contest. So, go ahead and follow me or us at, DL Gaming, DOTnet. I'm going to be doing something this week, and promoting that. So anybody that follows me on Twitter will be entered for the $20 gift card, next week.
Awesome. Yeah, and you can go to dlgaming.net and find our YouTube channel, our Twitter channel, Steam group where a lot of our activity is, and all our old episodes as well. So,
by the way, Chad, Bobby broke the internet.
Yeah?
He put a video up. It's on Steam. He has like 32 reviews, or like comments, every single one positive. I read everything. Yeah.
I know. It was amazing.
Yeah. You did a really... Have you seen the fucking video?
Oh, twice. I saw it at least four times.
Yeah, you know, that Killing Floor 2 video is what we're talking about. Got a great reception. Like, I think I got 4,000 views on Steam. It's at the top of the list on the community hub for Killing Floor 2. The only thing that came close to a negative content, like, someone was like, if you mute the music and play this song, it sounds better. And I was like, dude, fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
And your lame-ass Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings bullshit song. No. Lacrimosa, Mozart, shit is fucking gangster.
Dude, it's like my Isaac overpowered fucking video. Somebody was like...
Only the opposite? Where this got all positive reviews?
No, I'm just saying there's that one guy and he's like, that's just your standard. And then he like listed the items that I had. Like your standard this build. Like builds are completely random in that game. Like what do you mean standard? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, go fuck off.
comments.
Oh, comments.
Give us a spiel.
I already did. DLGaming.net. That's all you need to know. Go there. I didn't say what I was going to play next week because I don't know yet. Maybe I'll go buy GTA 5.
You're not playing games. That's what we just went over.
Yeah. No, I mean, we had kind of a weird week. We recorded last minute last week
and then we
recorded kind of early this week. So, but I got a long break coming up, so I will definitely be getting into
3-day weekend.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Memorial Day. You've been seeing a lot of me.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find something. But yeah, I think that's it. End of show.
Man, those are some Tiggo biddies.